Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers in Islam. Very soon, we coming to the first 10 day of Dhul Hijjah, inshaAllah, the most beloved day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have the 9 of Dhul Hijjah to fast, the Waqfat Arafat. Hopefully we do it according to Waqfat Arafat. And this day is equal. Allah forgive the sins of 1 year before, 1 year after. I tell you before, in the message before, please, please, I beg you for Allah, learn to clean up. Learn to clean up. Before any major good deed, you have to clean up. And otherwise, you end up, according to the authentic hadith of Rasulullah SAW, in Riyad al-Salihin, and this located in Muslim and Bukhari, about the people who will come in the end of time, Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they have mountain of good deed. But, سَبَّ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَّ هَذَا وَقَالَ هَذَا, meaning lie about this and cheat that and backbiting and do zulm and do that, and everybody will take from his good deed. And Rasulullah ﷺ in the end of the hadith, and he said, فَيُكَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فِي نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ, and Allah will throw him in Jahannam facing down. Imagine, this is the man or the person coming with good deed equal mountain. By this way, in this message, I beg you for Allah, for yourself, guard your good deed. And how you guard it again? Number one, save yourself from haram, save yourself from dhulm, so save your heart from assumption and manipulating the truth and calling others, and have dirt in your heart. It will eat you and will eat your good deed. It will eat you and eat your good deed. Be super careful. And otherwise, like the early scholars, they said, shaitan make you lose your good deed and give it a gift to somebody else. Okay, inshallah, please. If you ask me, one of the big musibah today, we cannot have our heart clean, our tongue clean, our thought clean, is a big musibah. I bear witness to Allah, I'm trying to tell you. Some people accuse me sometime when I try to remind them. It's big difference between I remind you and I carry it against you. Huge difference, I remind you, or I try to educate you and I carry it against you. Huge difference. If it keep pop up, this I carry. If it keep pop up, and I keep judge you according to that, is a musibah. If I keep calling you, you did this, 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 you remember, this is a musibah. I bear witness to Allah, I advise you. In the front of Allah, I'm giving advice to all of you, me first. Okay? Now, many people will do good deed. Many people travel into good deed. Please, again, my advice for Sabilillah only. Number one, set your intention. And by the way, before I forget, one sister beloved to us, to all of us, Sister Thamina Abdullah, make dua for her. She tried to do a beautiful good deed. Make special dua for her. To Allah give her tawfiq. And I will tell you what dua you make for her and what you make dua for all the Muslims who try to do good deed. Number one, you beg Allah to give them ikhlas. Oh Allah, give them ikhlas in their niyyah and make their niyyah only to please you, Ya Allah, and gain the beautiful smile of your beautiful face in Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshaAllah. This is the ultimate. Again, make your niyyah purely to Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah, and to gain the beautiful nur and beautiful smile from Allah's face, Yawm al-Qiyamah to you. This is the ultimate. This is the ultimate anyone can gain. Second, O Allah, guard them. Guard them and protect them from themselves and their own shayateen. O Allah, purify their heart and let them save their good deed and don't make them lose it, Ya Allah, until they meet you, Ya Allah. The another duty today, please, I will say it in Arabic and I will translate it for you. Allahumma aradana wa arada bil Islam wal Muslimin khayran fayassirhu ila kulli khayr. وَمَنْ أَرَادَنَا وَأَرَادَ بِالْإِسْلَامَ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ شَرًّا فَخُذْهُ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ وَاجْعَلْ تَدْبِيرَهُ فِي تَدْمِيرٍ. What it means? We should make dua for all the people who want to do good deed. And we say, Oh Allah, whoever want us and want Muslimin and Islam of any goodness, Oh Allah, put barakah and tawfiq and qabool in what they do. And give them tawfiq, Ya Allah. And whoever want us and want Islam and Muslimin with any harm, make the plot and plan against them and destroy them with own plot and plan, Ya Allah. We should make this dua all the time for everybody, for the whole ummah. With the intention, again, when you see somebody try to do good, what we do, Oh Allah, give them ikhlas. Give them qabool, give them nur, give them acceptance. Protect them, Ya Allah, from themselves. Protect them from own shayateen. Protect them of losing their own good deed by backbiting or anything. Until they meet you, Ya Allah. Because guarding a good deed is more difficult than doing good deed. You can do a lot of good deed and you lose it. You lose it big time. How? Again, backbiting, even with your heart. Don't. I see it and nothing I can do. Also today, in this Mubarak time, you do exactly like Ramadan. What it meaning? Don't go to a good deed time or blessing time when your heart is dirty. I bear witness to Allah, you will not hurt nobody except yourself. I bear witness to Allah, I give you the advice for Sabilillah. Clean your heart. Clean your heart, husband to wife, wife to husband, parents to kids, kids to parents, each other for Sabilillah. Clean your heart. Clean your heart. Guard your good deed and wish goodness to other. And make dua for the Hajj. Make dua for everybody who do good deed. And oh Allah, if you see them committing mistake or even sins, remember their goodness and forgive them. This, believe it or not, adab, big adab. Because nobody will die without committing sins. Nobody will die without making mistakes. Only messenger and prophet are completely exempt. We're not a messenger prophet, we're not an angel. We are here fitna to each other. The more you forgive, Allah forgive you. The more you erase, Allah erase. The more you bickering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Really. You calculate, Allah calculate on you. You make it easy, Allah make it easy for you. And also, by the way, for Sister Thamina and other, make this dua for her. Oh Allah, and unite the heart of the good people to her. And unite the good people to her. And give her tawfiq in what she's doing. And make it easy for her, Ya Allah. And put barakah in her, Ya Allah. And this, you do it for everybody who do good deed. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, we coming in the most blessing day to Allah. But a lot of people do not get it. Can I go to these days and my heart full of dirt? And envy and jealousy and hate and anger and upset and this and rage? Wallahi people, wallahi, in my heart I'm choked of the condition of the ummah, and we're still bickering with each other like children. If we have value for each other, if we have value to the ummah, if we have value to the deen of Allah, we will be busy about all this. In the time of the companion of Rasulullah, in the time of the tabi'in and all the people, everybody make mistakes. Everybody has to make mistakes, even committing sins. Can we bicker over every mistake and sin? Can I keep pointing finger over you and back and forth? This is crazy. This lunatic, this full of shayateen, this full of wicked nafs, wicked soul, wicked heart, and your heart will never come down unless you clean up. Clean up before the 10 days coming. Clean up before Uqfat Arafat. If you want Allah to forgive you, forgive. If you want Allah to give you afu, do afu. If you want Allah to love you, love, not hate, and full of rage. I bear witness to Allah, this message for Sabilillah, for the pleasure of Allah, for Allah to look at me and smile to me. I do not need anything from nobody except that I mean well for me and for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I bear witness to Allah. I said, oh Allah, Allahumma inni ballagh, Allahumma fashhad, Allahumma inni ballagh, Allahumma fashhad, Allahumma inni ballagh, Allahumma fashhad, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبي الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves, save us from our shayateen, save us from the evil of our nafs. Allahumma na'udhu bika min shurur anfusina wa sayyi'at a'malina. And remember, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya dal jalali wal ikram, birahmatika astaghith. Allahumma aslih li sha'ni kulluh wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat 'ayn. O Allah, I seek refuge to you. O Allah, protect me from the evil of my nafs and take care about all my affair, and don't make me rely on myself a blink of an eye. Is a musiba when you start rely on others, rely on your money, rely on whatever, and this will help you in a time of istikhara, in a time of marriage, in a time looking for a job. This is the adab to make istikhara and unite our heart to Allah. You do your things, but you do not keep back and forth. No, you don't do that. There's no adab. I send my file to Allah, or Allah take care about it. And you rely on Allah. A lot of people do not know how to rely on Allah. Even Allah showed them. But instead, the nafs and the brain cannot let it go. And nothing you can do. Please, I beg you for Allah, be careful. You remember the another famous dua? Allahumma alhimni rujdi wa a'udhu bika min sharra nafsi. Allahumma alhimni rujdi wa a'udhu bika min sharra nafsi. Wa fi riwaya wa qini sharra nafsi. Oh Allah, inspire my rujd, inspire my thinking, inspire my thought, and protect me of the evil of my nafs. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if your living journey of Iman is peace, is tranquility, is love, is rahmah, is bounty, and it gives you ease. And when it gives you ease, you become easy. And when you become easy, Allah make it easy on you. May Allah make it easy on us and make us among those who rely on Allah only, trust in Allah only, believe in Allah only. And oh Allah, inspire our thought and our heart and our motion, and don't make us rely on ourselves a blink of an eye, and protect us from the evil of our nafs. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.